came to win in the last episode. We won season two, and so they brought back some of their favorite winners from the various seasons. I think there's been 13 in total to compete for the All-Star Belt. And so we were the oldest team. We're season two. There was season two, season three, I think five, seven. So we were definitely like, we felt like veterans, even though we were kind of still on the younger side. It's grueling. I mean, it's probably the, I imagine a lot of competition shows are really tough in different ways, but this one is grueling.
And what were some of the different challenges you faced in this All-Star season? Sorry?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I think there's echoing.
Yeah, I hear you echoing too. I think echoing too.
Does everybody hang up and dial back in?
You know what?
Yeah,
I got you guys. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Let's try this.
Now?
You guys good? Yeah. Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Okay. So, did you hear anything or?
I heard that, and I was asking, what were some of the different challenges that you faced this time around?
Okay, so some of the bigger challenges this time. One was definitely COVID. You know, filming during COVID is extremely challenging, and also trying to drive revenue. I think one of the perks of doing the Great Food Truck Race is it has, you know, a lot of clout in the food truck community and in the foodie community. And so not being able to access that creates a new challenge, I think. And then the second part would be, obviously, the level of competition is significantly different. So when we went on season two, there were some serious competitors, but it was very clear that most of the teams didn't necessarily, I mean, in the nicest way possible, like, I just didn't feel like they were going to make it to the end, just based on, you know, kind of like their operation. When you bring a bunch of winners against other winners, everybody has the tenacity, everybody has the skill set, everybody's already taken their season, you know, so even from episode one, and we're on episode five now, I was scared. I mean, like, literally, like, going in there, like, I definitely fear the competitors. I did not think at any given time that I couldn't put my foot fully on the gas. And so that added a different element to it, because everybody in that room has what it takes to win. And I think that's what is the hardest part about doing an All-Star season.
And what were some of your favorite moments about doing the All-Star season?
Oh, man. So I've never been to the Redwood Forest. That was gorgeous, like unbelievable. Napa Valley was really, really pretty. And then also, I've been to San Francisco maybe like 30 times in my life, but I have not been there and like kind of really spent some time in like the, I think we were in the East Bay, kind of near the airport, and like the rolling hills, the lush grass, like just the vibe up there is very, it's very beautiful. It's very nature driven. And so I think just the whole experience of being there. And then, so it's funny, like I would say in the first few episodes, it was really special to have all the camaraderie between all the teams too. And I think that there is still camaraderie and we still love each other, but obviously as you get towards the end, and we're, you know, in the final three, as we are right now, the competition is, becomes much more centered. And so the friendship, has to take a little bit of a backseat just for a little bit of time. So that part is, it was like a double-edged sword. It was like one of my favorite parts was being around all these like other food truck operators that I knew from before, I got to meet and like love. But then like as we get to this like, you know, final three, it's not such a like friendship-y type vibe. It's more of a competition type vibe.
And you mentioned in COVID, how did you manage to do that without, you know, keeping the social distancing and stuff like that?
Oh, we did. We kept all procedures. We had to get tested every day. We had to do, like, so typically when you do elimination, you're like, right, like, I can breathe on a team next to me. But because of, you know, the COVID, we had to be 6 feet apart. So, like, all of the competition wide shots, you can't tell so much because of the way they shoot it, but we had to enforce it. And it was really frustrating because, you know, it's hard to hear when you're wearing a mask. And when you're trying to sell and do all this, like, you know, crazy stuff on the food truck and really trying to push your limits, and you have to, like, work within the pandemic rules, you know, COVID rules. It's really, really hard. So it definitely added a huge element of challenge to us. And I think, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into the production stuff because I don't really know it, but I know that production had to have had a tough time because, like, I mean, I'm filming in LA and other stuff, and it's not easy right now to get those types of permits and have that big of a group of people. So we had a COVID compliance officer. We had a lot of rules. We had tests every day. I mean, it was very intense. But, you know, luckily and safely, we got through the whole season without anyone getting sick. Everyone was on their game. Everyone did a really good job.
Incredible. And what's next for you?
Well, that's a good question. I think the most exciting thing I'm probably working on is I'm franchising my food truck and restaurants. And so I'm being very selective, but that's something we've been working on for a little while. I have my shoe business that's growing at huge, huge elements. I have my vlog. I have my website. I have my Japanese restaurant, my catering companies. So I think for me, it's just continuing forward, really focusing on just making the best product and then letting the great people around me supplement with operations and growth and really trying to just build a great company for people to work in and for people to enjoy, or great companies for people to work in and people to enjoy.
And what would you say was your signature dish that you make?
You know, we didn't have particularly a signature dish because the average truck on the show does between like 3 and 5 items on their menu. I would say closer to 3 for a lot of them. We were doing between 10 and 12 items, and we were switching our menu a decent amount throughout each episode. So I would say some of the things that we were really in love with that we were doing, we did this peewee potato plate with salmon belly, that seared salmon belly. That was incredible. We did our legendary Brussels sprouts, which is something we do back home. We did our sweet and spicy steak taco, which is, I mean, that's won first place in a taco fest a couple of times, one of the best dishes in Southern California. And so that one's really great. What else? I mean, we really did. And then I think our red curry lavash quesadilla was really inventive and really fun and really kind of just did well for San Francisco.
And one thing I like to ask the people at each interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact about myself. What would be a fun fact about myself? I really love anything with a motor. So I've taken helicopter lessons, flying lessons. I have a motorcycle. I have a sports car. I have a few cars. So, like, for me, it's I'm very passion, energy, and engine driven. So I do love it. I'm not like a crazy thrill seeker. Like, I don't, you know, do crazy tricks on my motorcycle or anything, but I really do enjoy anything with an engine. And then my dog, my Labradoodle Peaches that I adopted, who has the same birthday as me and named after one of my favorite stone fruits.
And where can we find you on social media?
It's just my name, Daniel.Shemtob. And then for the Lime Truck, it's just the Lime Truck.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate you and good luck with everything.
Well, I appreciate that too. Thank you so much for your time. And again, sorry for that mix-up with the different time zones.
Oh, no worries. It happens all the time.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
So much,
we'll talk
everybody.
Soon.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.